Hello, is there Deborah? This is Abigail from Pennsylvania Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and you may stop participation at any time. And your individual answers are confidential. Would you please help us out?
How long is this going to take?
Up to 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. Okay, let's start. I'm speaking to the person name on the list.
Yes,
she's
you
Deborah.
Are.
Thank you.
Yes, you
are. Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, mm-hmm. and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And in the 2020s presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
No, I choose not to put that to you.
I'm sorry?
No, you cannot.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, what is your age?
No, that's too personal also.
Understand. Okay, in thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Progressive.
Thank you very much. Okay, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied?
Or very...
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all, okay? You can use any number mm-hmm. from 0 to 10. The first one, making college more affordable.
10.
Thank you. Banning tobacco products for adults.
Yeah, like a 5.
Thank you. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Thank you. Improving K-12 education.
10.
Thank you. And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Thank you very much. Let's move on. Okay, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, please say so, or the organization, of course. Okay, the first one is Republicans in Congress.
Yeah, 0.
Okay. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
I'd say 90.
Thank you. And Joe Biden?
90.
Thank you very much. Okay, now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You can use a 10 if it's the more important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one is banning different tobacco products for adults.
Sound like a 5. That's their business.
Okay. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
10.
Thank you. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
I'd probably say like a 7.
Thank you. And
actually, wait. That would be with kids also, right?
The what? I'm sorry?
You said the vape products, is that would include teenagers too, correct?
Yes.
So you could do a 10 for that.
Okay. And the last one says preventing underage tobacco use?
10.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on. I thank you for your patience and your time. Okay, it's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars, to adults 21 and over?
No, 10.
Do you strongly support?
Oh, yeah, I do. No, I strongly support that, yes.
Thank you very much. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I support that.
Okay. Do you strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat. They're adults.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Say that again.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I would probably say more benefit.
Thank you. Okay, regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important right now.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Okay. The first one, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or harm reduction an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adults smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products? You can say any of those ones.
I'll say the first one.
Thank you. Okay, now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned are you about that outcome. You can say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned, okay? The first one, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes.
Very.
Okay. Loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today?
Very.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's move on to the next question. Now, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? The first one says, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do you agree? Like, you can rate it from 0 to 10.
Like a 5.
Thank you. Okay, the next one says, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. This dance will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
Yeah, I'd say like a 7.
7, thank you. Okay, and the other one says, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of Black and brown people. The disparity between minority and white populations occur because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. How would you rate it?
I rate that a 10.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's move on to the next question. We are almost complete. Thank you so much. Okay, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I support it.
Strongly support? Somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I support it.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Excuse me. Okay. Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Like, you can say much more benefit, somewhat more benefit.
It's much more benefit.
Thank you so much. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? You can say, like, much more willing, somewhat more willing.
Yeah, much more willing.
Thank you very much. Okay. In the past 30 days, have you used any of these following products? You can say yes or no, okay? Okay. Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay. E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Heat-not-borne tobacco products?
No. I don't smoke, so all those would be no. I don't smoke,
okay. And liquor or spirits?
No.
Beer?
No.
Okay. You say you don't smoke, so I will skip cigarettes. Soda or pop?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew, says.
No.
No. Cigars either. Wine?
Occasionally. Let me see if I had any of the last month, probably not, but occasionally a glass of wine.
Okay. And coffee?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on. We are almost complete. We are 90% complete. Okay. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? I'm going to read you some categories. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law.
Master's.
Thank you. Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner,
yes.
Single, separated, or widowed?
I'm married. I'm married.
Thank you. And, oh, sorry, this is loading, taking a little time.
It's okay.
Thank you. Sorry, what's going on with this? Let me check if it's not my internet here. Okay, I will reload. Oh, no, it's moving on. Okay, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Okay, which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Thank you. And are you, are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
You said, are we part? Yeah, my husband.
Okay. All right. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Do you identify as member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No. Okay, great. All right. I really appreciate your time, Deborah. This concludes our survey, and I thank you so much for your participation.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah. Hey, when